For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Joining us on the phone this morning, our celebrity insider, A-Wood, who sneaks off set to give us some casting calls. What's up, A-Wood?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
This casting, I am so excited about. This one is Back in Action. It's a new film, and guess who's going to be in it?
The Rock.
No, it's Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz, and Glenn Close.
Oh.
Yes. This is so good. And even though it's called Back in Action, it's not about Cameron's career. This is an action thriller that's going to be on Netflix. But here's what they're looking for. This is what I love. 18 and older to play high schoolers.
Oh, yeah.
Baby faces.
You guys already know how that goes.
Bring them out.
Yeah,
bring them out.
You could be 28. You could be 35. But if you got a baby face.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Also, 35 to 60 to play the parents of those high schoolers.
There you go, right?
The math works. And did I just hear, Kara, that Jamie Foxx was hospitalized?
Yeah, he had some kind of medical emergency. His daughter, Corinne, sent out a tweet last night thanking everybody for their well wishes and privacy, but he's on the mend and doing better. Don't know what happened. Don't know if he's in a hospital here in Atlanta or somewhere else, but I know they've been filming around town since like last month.
So, plot twist, are they looking for a Jamie Foxx stand-in?
Right.
Please, no. I need him to be back on set ASAP. He's got to make up for that god-awful vampire thing he did. So, yeah, we need him back on set ASAP. So if you want to hang out with the feeling better Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz, and Glenn Close, please follow me on all social at A-Wood Radio. I will tell you exactly how to submit for this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, is this Joy in Kennesaw?
Yes, it is.
Your caller 13. So you got through the first gate.
God.
Yeah, yeah. Step one. Now step two is answering the trivia question right.
You ready for the trivia question?
Lord. Yeah.
You got to get this question right in order to get into our Taylor Swift Trivia Challenge event at Taco Mac. Here's your question. In what song does Taylor sing, because the player's going to play?
Oh, my gosh. Play. And the haters
are
going to hate.
Singing.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know the song. Take it off.
What in the world?
Yes. I left too much things.
Ooh, anybody else like nervous there? It's like Joy. Come on, keep singing it.
That
work it out in your head.
All right.
I have kids and we watch things. Sorry.
Check this out. You got a $50 Taco Mac gift card. You're invited to play with three teammates. Find some big Taylor Swift fans that know everything about her, because it's B98.5's Eras Tour Trivia Challenge at Taco Mac, April 27th. You're going to compete in a trivia game in person. Winning team, four tickets to Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour. These are great seats at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday, April 29th.
You should see my kids' faces right now.
I know. I was excited with the $50 Taco Mac gift card.
Honestly, I'm 8 months pregnant, so that's the best.
Oh, yes. Oh, we're going to have a pregnant woman doing trivia. Yes.
There we go. You have more chances all next week on B98.5. You know, big family events like weddings, they're once-in-a-lifetime moments. Everyone in the family must be there,
mm-hmm.
no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody is missing from those events, it gets everyone talking.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
For example, the king's coronation. Charles, right?
Yeah.
Probably the biggest event in the world.
Yep.
Who's not going to be there? Meghan. The entire royal family, extended family, everybody's going to be there. But Meghan and the children will be in Los Angeles. Harry's going. They're not going. Here's what the press is saying about it.
First of all, I don't think she wanted to be booed, and she was setting herself up to be destroyed by the public. Thousands of people are there to support the monarchy, and Harry and Meghan have attempted to jeopardize their credibility over the last few years. But I also think she did not want to have to, you know, there are mixed reports about whether or not she would have had to have curtsied to William and Catherine, the Prince and Princess of Wales. I don't think she would have wanted to do that if that was something she would be expected to do. I don't think she would have been allowed to wear a tiara. I don't think she wanted to play second fiddle. Absolutely not. She didn't want to be hidden behind another candlestick.
All right, so that's one theory as to why isn't Meghan going.
Well, there's like, only
what's the story here?
There's only one theory. She wants to go. She absolutely wants to go. She loves to be the center of attention. She was 100% told not to go. You guys know King Charles, right?
Yeah.
He's a baby back bee. He loves the center of attention. You ever watch The Crown? He's a whiny little baby. Look at what happens when someone gets the center of attention and he doesn't. Remember what happened to his ex-wife? Look how she was treated. Mm. And they were married. Second of all, if Meghan does go, she will be the center of attention. All the photographers are going to be looking to take her picture. All the headlines and magazines and newspapers are going to be, Meghan stuns the crowd and seals the show at the coronation. She was absolutely told not to go, Kara.
Oh, I think the exact opposite. I think she decided this is too much. I don't want to go and rub elbows with these people that obviously hate me. They obviously detest me being around. And I'm not going to bring my children into that. Who wants to do an international flight with two young children anyway?
You're making her sound, your stuff over there, Kara, is making her sound like she was not involved in the Netflix documentary. She was not involved in the book.
Yeah, which proved that the family was against her from the beginning. Why would you want to go to something like this that you know is going to cause all kinds of strife and you're going to be...
Because she loves that.
Push
That's
aside.
What she loves. Tad, it sounds like you're on my side. Good. I agree. Thank you very much.
No.
Here's... I've actually in the past, you've heard me really rail against Meghan because I believed what these people in the media, that clip that we just played, that's all you hear from the British media about Meghan Markle, is that she's this terrible ogre, horrible person
who's trying to destroy the family. Not to go.
But having watched that Netflix documentary, I can sympathize with her.
Ooh.
She, you could say, oh, she knew what she was getting. I used to say this. She knew what she was getting into. She married into the royal family. It's not like, you know, she fell in love with a musician and they ended up becoming famous, or an actor and they ended up becoming famous. These people have been famous for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So she knew what she was getting into. She knew that there would be a lot of attention, but I think she underestimated the European press. Like, the paparazzi in Europe make American paparazzi look like children.
I know, you agree with that. For sure.
Vile. And the fact that one of theirs, a British guy who's in the royal family, married an American.
An outsider?
Yeah. So I feel like she's does not want.
So you know the.
So you're on my side then.
I think the family said to Meghan, "Don't come. We love you. This is all going on. Everything you hear about this family behind the scenes. The family, I think, said, Meghan, you should stay in Los Angeles because we know that they're ruthless people, and you don't want to. We don't want you to be subjected to this, to all of this.
So you know who's to blame in this entire thing." Harry. He knew what was going to happen if he married an American woman. He knew what the press would do to her. And he still chose to marry. He did it.
I'd like to introduce you to something that you may not be familiar with.
Please tell me.
It's a little thing we call love.
You think
Harry and Meghan don't love each other? You think they met each other and they're like, let's do this fake relationship. I don't care. No, love conquers all.
So if he really loved her, he would never put her in this situation.
If he really loved her, he would never build a life with her.
That's right.
Have children.
Yes.
If you love someone,
that's
set
insane.
Them free.
That's right.
You're crazy. That is absolutely insane. What is happening?
If you have a comment or a theory, want to join the conversation, 404-741-0985. Trying to figure out which theory is correct. Who can understand why Meghan Markle will not be attending the coronation when her husband Harry is. She's not even going to England for this. She will not be at like the Frogmore Cottage or whatever.
Ted, you're saying it's because the British press is too aggressive?
Yeah, I think that everybody wants to make it a rift between the family and Meghan, and she's causing problems and she wants all this attention. I think the British press are nasty.
They are.
They're nasty toward her. You brought up Diana before.
Yep.
They were nasty to Diana.
Their orders. They had their marching orders.
Do you think the monarchy is running the media?
What do they call it? The administration?
No, they call it the firm.
The firm or something. Yeah.
Yeah, something.
Why do you think she's not good? She's saying that she's good at, there's a birthday party.
Sure.
This is the most ridiculous excuse. So we know it's not that.
Why is that a ridiculous excuse? It's her son's birthday. I wouldn't go either.
What four-year-old doesn't want to be with all the soldiers and the marching?
Are you kidding me? What four-year-old wants to have to dress up in something uncomfortable and be around a bunch of strangers and act perfect for a whole day?
That's very true, Kara. Jeez.
Thank you.
You don't think four-year-olds want to dress up?
Yeah, four-year-olds want to dress up and be around their friends and have their birthday party, not go to their grandfather's coronation where they have to be treated like a secondhand citizen.
I think the kids would enjoy this more than any of the adults.
No way.
The carriages, the horses, as the muskets.
As a father of two, Ted, I can't believe you're even saying that.
Mike and Smyrna, what's your theory? Why isn't Meghan going?
I understand the idea that she's an American, but let's call it what it is. It's that she's black. It has nothing to do with her nationality, everything to do with color.
You really think so? You think that is the boiled down, that's the base level situation?
1,000%.
I thought that people in the UK were more, I don't know, open or less ignorant to that.
You would think so, except when it comes to, you know, everyone's cool with it until you bring it home. Until you bring it home and then you're faced with it. You know, that's the whole thing, is how dark the kids are going to be.
Yeah.
So no wonder she doesn't want to go back there. That goes back to my point. She's like, you people are crazy. I do not want to place myself in this vicinity, nor my children. So I'm sticking it here.
And don't get it twisted. The, you know, people of the United Kingdom might be very progressive or might not have gotten. But you're talking about a super wealthy old family.
Mm-hmm. Right. With their faces on money.
We all know about super wealthy old white families. We are discussing, each of us have a different theory as to why Meghan and the children will not be attending the coronation of King Charles coming up.
Mm-hmm.
This just broke over the last 24 hours or so. I just think you guys, it's Archie's fourth birthday.
Yep.
You guys think that he doesn't want to be in England for his fourth birthday.
He doesn't.
With his entire family.
He doesn't.
And marching soldiers with big top hats on it and muskets and
none of his friends and having to be perfect the whole time.
He's hungry.
And
I'll tell you one thing that is not.
He's hungry.
The reason why they're not going to England, it is not because the kids are not interested. It is not because of the fourth birthday party. Like, I can't go. I got to stay here and go to Party City.
For my child's birthday? Yeah.
You're ridiculous. All right. The phones. Carrie in Watkinsville.
I think that William does not want her there. I think that Harry wants to attend. I think that Meghan might want to attend. I think Charles wants Harry there, maybe not so much Meghan.
Right.
But I think William, absolutely not.
Why do you think he wants? Well, the only reason that William wouldn't want Meghan there is because William's wife said, I don't want her here.
Yeah, Kate doesn't want her there.
Yeah, he got that from upper management. Yeah.
Alex and Sonoya.
Hey, how are you today?
Great, man. How are you?
Not too bad.
What's your theory on Meghan?
Yeah, so I mean, I kind of think you guys hit the nail on the head earlier. I think it's not so much the British people. I'm from England. The people in England are quite progressive. There's even been a movement to try and get rid of the monarchy. That is a growing kind of movement over recent years, especially with younger generations.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it's an old, like you said, it's an old white family with lots of wealth that has had unfavorable ties to things in the past.
Right.
Anyway, But I think part of it is just that she is an American, so that's a little bit loss of control. Mm-hmm. And then I think it is a part that she is black, too, because mm-hmm. that has been coming up in the press. So I think it's a multitude of things, but I think those two things are the biggest, and I don't think the royal family does very well with outsiders in general. I think it causes a lot of publicity for them, and it's harder for them to control the narrative.
Shouldn't she go anyways and just stick it to them? Why don't you go get a room with the Hilton down the street and be like, oh, I'm not going to the coronation, but I'm still here.
Yeah, but what are you going to win from that situation?
Exactly. Oh, it's with Meghan, it's not about winning. Benefit? Oh, no.
If her real reason was stepping away with Harry, was stepping away from the limelight of that kind of world, what's the point in going back into it just to make mm-hmm. a point? What four-year-old's going to be one is like sitting there in a hard suit all day, and if they even cry a little bit,
dude, you're talking about 8-year-olds. An 8-year-old is not a 4-year-old.
She's 4. I know, but you're talking about the attitude that an 8-year-old would have about wearing a suit. A 4-year-old would love to wear a suit and go and be. It's like Disneyland.
When this thing happens in May and William's kids are up there, look at the look on their faces. They will be 110,000% miserable.
They have the greatest time. They make cute little faces. No. The press eats them up.
Yeah, until they're behind closed doors, and then their mother eats them up.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, I mean, yes, going and witnessing as a spectator, absolutely, 100% agree with you. But they are the people who have been mm-hmm. spectated. I mean, they're on show at the end of the day, right. And if they do anything, that kid goes out of line. It's just going to be, the press is going to have a field day with it. And
even better, dude, even better to be in the spotlight. You should see my kid when a Breda pest management commercial comes on the radio.
Megan should just do the American thing, get a big TV, and put it on the TV.
Watch it on the flat screen with the rest of us.
You know, you want your kids to kind of watch what you do and follow some of the things that you do because you want to set a good example.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't necessarily want them paying attention to what you're doing so that they can make fun of you and troll you online so that they make you feel like a fool.
And that's exactly what 13-year-old Grace Wahlberg is doing to her dad, Mark. So if you follow Mark on Instagram at all, you know he's always promoting his fitness clothing line and his protein powder
lifestyle.
And all that stuff.
Yeah. What's his clothing line? Do you remember what it's called?
I don't know.
He'll tell you.
So this is a Mark Wahlberg Instagram video. This is what his Instagram looks like.
All right, here we go. This is the best meal replacement when you're fasting during Lent, right here. Forms inspired. I'm using the plant-based protein. Guess what? We're getting close. And we're going to have our time inspired to be better. Stay prayed up. We're getting close. All right.
Okay, so this is his Lent protein shakes. Yeah.
So his 13-year-old daughter, Grace, did the funniest impersonation of her dad.
Municipal from head to toe. The new municipal shoes, shorts, municipal F45, the sweatshirt, the hat, and performance inspired. Performance inspired. Inspired to be better. Stay prayed up. Make your protein shakes. What time's it? Oh, 8 a.m. I gotta go to bed.
They are always watching. Your kids are always watching.
They really are. I thought this was so cute. So I texted you guys last night and I'm like, if you get a chance, try and get Avery and Sam to do an impersonation of you.
Oh.
Were y'all able to, like, pull this off?
Yeah, I said, Avery, impersonate me getting onto mommy for spending too much money.
April, get all that money out of there, spending it on your mascara.
I don't even know what mascara is.
Funny. Apparently, mommy forgot her mascara one time, and she had to go buy some at this very expensive airport store in Florida.
Oh, and I yelled at her?
Did you yell at her?
I don't remember that, but apparently my daughter was locked in on it.
Side note, we were in Seattle on vacation, and my wife needed some, lip balm, chapstick, right? I figured $1.29,
sure.
But the only store nearby that was within was
It was $22 for lip balm.
$22?
And I was like, I'm not spending $22 on lip balm, no way. And she said nothing, just walked away, and then I guilted myself into buying the darn stuff.
Right.
And you know it's going to end up getting lost.
Right, did you get Sam to do an impression of you, Ted?
Oh, your son? Did I? You ready?
Yeah.
Want to play Zelda on the big screen?
Apparently I'm Batman.
Yeah.
Gotta get this radio show together. Need something for Beat Shazam. Clip my toenails.
Okay, that is fake news right there. Nobody clips my toenails.
Not even you.
Touche.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Nick, you found a great deal on something on Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, a washer and a dryer.
What happened to the old washer and dryer?
I had a washer dryer set, and the washer stopped working, and the dryer was it was just kind of like getting old and not doing a great job. So, right. It's kind of urgent that I got a new one.
So this lady, I guess her name is Liz, you were buying the washer-dryer set from her and somehow messed up the sale?
Well, I went to Liz's house, check out the units to make sure that they, worked and seemed perfect. But the problem is that when I went back to my car to get the money to pay her for the washer and dryer, I noticed I had a missed call from my wife.
Oh.
And it's because she got into a car wreck.
Oh, my gosh.
Is she all right?
Yeah. So I, panicked, but she's okay. But, I didn't even think twice about it. I just set a way to be with her, not even thinking about going into Liz's house to pay her for the washer-dryer.
Oh, okay.
You didn't take the washer-dryer without paying, did you?
No, I left it there.
Okay, so you go in, you check it out, and you say, all right, hang on, run to my car, get the money. And when you get to your car, notice your wife had been in a car wreck, you speed off. So, yeah, from Liz's perspective, you totally just ghosted her.
Yeah, I tried calling her multiple times to explain what happened, but she won't take my calls. I'm like, I'd love the opportunity to actually tell her what happened and ask for forgiveness and see if the units are still for sale.
Well, I'm sure she could sell them to anybody else.
But I need those. That washer and dryer was such a great deal. They worked great. It's the perfect set for me.
Yeah, hopefully we can call Liz, maybe explain the situation. Because, your wife being in a car accident, you got to go tend to that for sure.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
She hasn't been answering the phone when you call.
Not at all. She's been completely ignoring me.
Maybe she sold them to somebody else. I'd hate to think that.
I hope not.
We'll see if she'll answer when we call. We're going to play a song here. We'll try to get her on the line while we're playing that song, okay?
Thank you guys so much. I hope this works.
All right. I was just thinking about this. How many times have I tried to buy something on Facebook Marketplace, sent the person a message, and they just haven't gotten back in touch with me in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Nick is calling us, I would never think of calling a radio station mm-hmm. to be like, hey, you got to help me get in touch with this person on Facebook Marketplace.
He obviously needs the washer and dryer. I mean, if he's in a tough spot,
people are going to start calling him Stinky Nick without us.
Right.
But I just feel like there's got to be something going on here. Yeah. Why are we really trying to get in touch with Liz?
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Nick found a great deal on a washer-dryer set on Facebook Marketplace. So he goes to the seller's house, her name is Liz, to pick up the washer-dryer set. But he was called away because his wife had been in a car accident.
Oh, geez.
He wants our help explaining to Liz what happened and really wants the chance to buy this washer-dryer set.
Hello?
Hey, Liz?
Yeah,
this is
she.
Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I know it's weird to have a radio station calling.
Kind of.
We were just calling because we saw you had a washer and dryer set for sale on Facebook Marketplace and wanted to see if that's still available.
It is, but I'll be honest. I mean, I think I might take it down because it's just not worth it.
What's not worth it, Liz?
Trying to sell stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
You haven't had any luck getting rid of it?
I did have a guy come over this weekend, but it turns out he was just a scammer.
Oh, Nick's a scammer.
Yeah, was the guy's name Nick?
Oh, you know Nick? Can you tell him that he left a pair of underwear in my dryer?
What? Well, you could tell him yourself. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. He's on the other line. He was looking for help getting forgiveness for ghosting you after he said he'd buy that washer and dryer on Facebook Marketplace. I just don't understand.
I'm so sorry. My wife had gotten into a car accident. Like, that's why I left so suddenly.
What? You're not even married.
Liz, you're saying Nick is not married. You know that.
No, he's a scam artist.
Well, how do you think he's a scam artist? He really was telling us that he needs this washer and dryer.
Nick, don't you remember when your clothes were drying, you were telling me the singles market this time of year is really sparse? You're hitting on me.
Can we just back up here a second? Liz, you said Nick left a pair of underwear in your dryer, and he's hitting on you while his clothes are drying. Did he do a load of laundry?
Yes. He asked, can I take it for a test drive?
No way, Nick. You did not, like, walk in with dirty clothes.
You can't be mad at me. It's genius, right?
So hang on a second.
It's not genius. It's super intrusive.
Whoa. You show up at her house with a load of laundry and asked if you could try. So during the hour that it's taking to do the laundry, you're hitting on her, and now you're saying that your wife was in a car accident, Nick?
Didn't we have a connection, though?
No.
I don't think Nick wanted our help getting forgiveness and, like, trying to get the washer and dryer back. Nick, you're trying to get with Liz.
I mean, she's hot.
Nick, have you done this before? Do you have your own washer? You're a single guy. Do you just go around looking for deals on Facebook Marketplace and then go around to women's houses, do a load of laundry, see if you spark some interest?
Not to everyone, but, like, if I notice the seller's kind of hot, then, like...
How many times have you done this?
Just a few times.
More than 10.
I'd have to count.
All right. Liz, Nick was calling to ask your forgiveness for ghosting you because his imaginary wife was in a car accident. Do you forgive him?
No.
Any chance there was a spark?
No. I cannot.
Don't you want a resourceful guy?
Jeez. No, this is creepy.
You're lost.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.